Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
That's the late, great James Brown, the godfather of soul, bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate. And we're having a great visit with our good friend, Gene Siciliano. Gene is the author of Finance for the Non-Financial Manager. He's the CFO for Rent. That's his tagline. He's also the website, cfoforrent.com. And he helps companies, helps people just like you and me put their best foot forward with their financial, not only the financial records, but to understanding them, how to read them, how to manage with them, how to grow your business, how to improve your level of sophistication with your financial records, which we all need to do a better job of. Gene, thanks again for being here. We're talking about coaching. You've got that on your mind, the concept of coaching folks. You know, I remember I told you that as I said earlier about being a consultant, and I found myself coaching. But I remember thinking that there were people that couldn't be coached. You know, probably kind of like me, right? And they were beyond help. And I mean, if you got somebody who's literally major attention deficit disorder, you're not going to coach them out of that. So you just hang on and do the best you can with them, don't you?
Yeah, I guess I hadn't thought about ADD necessarily, but it's sometimes it's people who so believe that their solution is right. And mm-hmm. and this crosses the lines into consulting, obviously, because consultants will come in or should come in with more experience in solving that particular kind of problem than the client has, and so should have something to offer. But if there is someone who wants to bring a consultant in to validate their already arrived at conclusion, mm-hmm. then it's not going to work. If you have someone who believes that they're already smarter than everybody around them, and if only somebody would recognize it, then it's not going to work.
Consultants
very often face that.
Well, and here's one of the things I want to get your thoughts on. When I had my consulting company, people would refer people to me. That was the only way I got business. And they would tell me, they'd say, you need to call John. I had lunch with him, and he wants you to call him. And I did that a few times. It didn't work out. And so what I started telling people who referred me is, thank you very much for doing that. I really appreciate it. But I need you to do me one more favor. Have him call me.
That's good.
Because I found out, Gene, that whether you're a consultant or a coach, people are writing you a check for your services without having anything they can hold in their hand. And not everybody can do that, and the only ones who can even come close are the ones who are at the point where they say, I need help enough to make a phone call. What do you think?
I think that's it would be great if we could all do that, because that certainly says the man, well, it takes it the next step. You know, that's not a guarantee either, as you probably found in your consulting career, but it says that the guy really does want to help, as opposed to he's humoring his friend by saying, sure, have him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I would show up. I would show up after I'd call them. Yeah, come on over. Yeah, I had lunch with John, and he told me you were helping him, but, you know, I'm probably, you know, he starts being a little defensive and acting like you don't need have any problems, but that's not how you want to start a relationship like that. If you're a coach or a consultant, you want to begin where the pain is, don't you?
Well, you certainly, from a coach standpoint, recognize the key is to grow the person. So they may think it's about the problem, but you know it's about the person. And just as you said earlier, it really is about working with the person. So the problem may be an opportunity to help the person grow, but solving the problem is really secondary for the coach. Mm-hmm. The coach's objective is to help the person grow so that they know how to solve that problem and problems like it down the road.
Where do you start when you're coaching someone?
I start with finding out their perception of how much they know about their area. So if I'm working with a CFO, I ask them about all the areas they feel strong in. In effect, I give them a 20-point test and let them grade themselves. I am good in this. I'm not so good in this. I'm awful in this.
Mm-hmm.
So we start with a self-assessment. You tell me where you are and what you think you need help with, and that's where we'll begin. And then once we start, other areas may think they're a one or top of the scale on this area, but it turns out that they're not quite that.
So do you find when they give you the answer to the assessment, is that where you find where their pain is?
That's the starting point.
Are they typically honest about those things?
No, but but in relation to things they are.
Uh-huh.
If they think they're a 1 out of 1 to 5 in this area and a 5 out of 1 to 5 in another area, relative speaking to one another, they're probably right. But are they really a 1? No.
Right.
But doesn't matter so much because we're going to start working on the 5. And
mm-hmm.
let the one come up when it comes up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about guiding them to self-recognition.
What is the biggest? What is the biggest thing? Do you see people having more problems technically, or with their personal the way they come across as a person?
There's no pattern, Jim. It can happen both ways. CFOs are typically people who are. Or the people that I work with are typically steeped in the technical side of their business, but not in the people side of their business, not in
mm-hmm.
the global side, not
mm-hmm.
in understanding all the other things that need to be present in the mentality of a world-class CFO.
Right. CFO for Rent, ladies and gentlemen, that's Gene's website, CFO for Rent. The book is called Finance for the Non-Financial Manager. Also, there's one called Financial Mastery for the Career Teacher. That's another one of Gene's books. He and I will be right back. More to come on coaching after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.